You're listening to 94.9 Main FM, streaming on mainfm.net around the world this afternoon. And this is Eat the Music, a very special presentation of the wonderful music and exceptional talent of Kate Bush. You're with Sherry McIver and my very, very special guest, Gursel Ali. And Gursel has curated, there's no other word for it, like a magnificent exhibition. Gursel has curated this show for us this afternoon. And Gursel, so far, I cannot thank you enough for the effort you've put in here.
It was my absolute pleasure. Well, I mean, what about those last five tracks, Sherry?
Weren't they magnificent? We had plans to sort of fade in and fade out of those, but then as we were playing them, we thought, you know what? If I was listening to that on the radio, I seriously wouldn't want that to be interrupted.
No, I mean, how could you talk over genius? Mm. I mean, it's so brilliant.
So this was the B side, if you like, or the second album.
In the old days, remember, you get a vinyl, you took it home, and you turned it over.
Yes.
And then
this was the other side of the Hounds of Love.
Beautiful.
And, of course, it was a centrepiece, wasn't it, of the concert you've just been to in London.
For the first half, yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. We've been very privileged to actually have that. We don't actually hear stuff like this on the radio very often.
Well, in those few songs there, we got to hear, you know, she's half Irish, we said that. Mm. You got to hear that Irishness.
You certainly did in some of those, yeah.
And a beautiful brother's poem, he read that beautiful poem.
Magnificent musicianship. You were mentioning that John Williams, the Australian classical guitarist.
Yeah, could you imagine?
And played on that.
Hello, is that John Williams? This is Kate Bush here on the phone.
Would you like to play it myself? It's definitely going to be a yes to that one. So I'm also really knocked out. I don't know whether it's because we're in the studio and we can hear it clearer. I don't know, but the backing vocals, and they're all her, aren't they?
They're all her, but so beautifully written, aren't they?
Oh, magnificent,
I mean, you could just actually take those backing vocals and listen to them on their own.
Oh, no. It's actually her orchestration or her arrangement of this music is really special.
For instance, that last track, one of the lines for the backing vocal is Om Dom Dia Dom Der. I mean, it's like a prayer.
Yeah, yeah. She does that a lot in her music, doesn't she? It's like a repeated mantra.
At the end of the day, Sherry, she's so brilliant. And then you pull all of that production out and then you put Kate at the piano with her voice and you get these beautiful little moments of Kate and piano.
Mm.
And then I think the song, which was a B-side that we're going to hear next, which was a B-side to one of the songs from that album.
As you can tell, everyone, we are Kate Bush fans. Gursel Ali is actually a devotee. I use that in the absolute true sense of the word.
Under the Ivy is a song that never made it to an album. Hello.
But it's one of your favourite songs, isn't it?
A lot of Kate Bush fans absolutely are devoted to this.
So tell
song.
Us the story of Under the
Who
Ivy.
Who knows? This is the thing about Kate. She's a storyteller.
Mm.
And a great Irish tradition of telling stories.
Mm.
Because her mother was Irish and she was a storyteller. And these songs take you on journeys, about 50-50. But Under the Ivy, it's up to the listener. But there's a secret, and this is a letter to somebody, and I'll meet you somewhere.
Mm.
And this secret that we're sharing between us, I'll tell you about it. But just go into the garden and go under the ivy and I'll be waiting for you.
Beautiful.
Kate, the piano and absolute heaven.
It wouldn't take me long to tell you how to find it, to tell you where we'll be. This little girl inside me is retreating to her fear. Go right to
Baby.
Gilmore ripping at the guitar.
A Rocket's Tail.
Yeah. So we're in the 1989 album, The Sensual World, Sherry. Do you love that album?
I love it, Gerson. Yeah.
Do you love
beautiful
it?
Beautiful album.
Beautiful. What about the beautiful track we heard before this one, The Sensual World? Isn't that heaven?
Yeah. They're all heaven on that album, I think, every single one of them.
We got introduced on this album to Kate singing here with the trio Bulgarka.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And they're kind of like the bridge that took us to the next album, and we had to wait a long time after 1989.
How many years was it exactly? 4 or 5 years.
Four or 5 years. Yeah. No, well, 1989, and we got the
1993.
Mm. How beautiful!
Probably my favourite album of Kate Bush. The Red Shoes.
Yeah. It is your favourite album.
It is. I mean, Hounds of Love, of course, has that very special place in my heart, as everybody. But the Red Shoes just really—I don't know. I think it was the time of my life, maybe, but it just really spoke to me.
Isn't it wonderful how an album is so evocative of what's going on in your life?
I think for her too, that was an important album. I mean, she'd just lost her mother.
Mm-hmm.
She'd just broken up from Del Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was examining all of those things. And I know my father had died a few years earlier as well. So I think
There's a lot of emotion.
This
album,
yeah.
Isn't there?
There
absolutely
there is,
beautiful.
Yeah.
We did wait a while, but look, she found. I think her brother Paddy introduced her to the trio Bulgarka, and she did a lot of sessions in Bulgaria, and they featured quite.
She put them on the map, actually.
She certainly did. I mean, she was always one step ahead of what was going on, because in the 90s we all started listening to world music.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was just sort of feeding off what was going on around her, bouncing off it all. You can hear it, you know. But, yeah, it was a pretty fantastic album.
Now, we're going to be launching into a couple of tracks from it. I know we're going to be playing my favourite track from it, which is Song of Solomon.
And my favourite track.
Which is Rubber Band Girl.
I just love Rubber Band Girl.
So tell me about Rubber Band Girl and why you love it so much.
What I love about Rubber Band Girl is no matter what happens in life, you have to be resilient or you're going to break.
Mm.
And, you know, the whole notion of a rubber bouncing back to life like a rubber band. The opening line of the song is, see those trees bend in wind. I think they've got a lot more sense than me, because, you know, when life pushes us to the very brink, sometimes it's better to bend and not break.
Yeah.
And what is it that takes us to the breaking point? But it's crazy, you know. I mean, she's very visual as well. All of these songs came with video clips. And if anyone wants to Google Rubber Band Girl,
it's amazing.
They just see Kate just absolutely beautifully choreographed. And
it's a great track to dance to, this one, actually.
Yeah, and you see Kate with, you know, in a straight jacket, flailing her arms around, precariously close to a ceiling fan. I mean, it's fantastic.
So, Rubber Band, Keep My Trousers Up. Let's get right into it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's one of those songs I just never want to end.
She's a poet.
She's magnificent.
I'll be Isolde or Marion for you.
Yeah.
I'll come in a hurricane for you. There's so much pain and passion and love in her music.
I have to say, to those who don't know Kate Bush past, say, Hounds of Love.
Oh, yeah, the Bush guys get me some.
Yeah. But The Red Shoes is a great one to get into to investigate the new sort of direction that she took with her music.
Again, there with the beautiful trio Bulgarka.
Yeah.
I mean, how beautifully do their voices blend.
Mm.
This is the wonderful thing about Kate, is that she's been a great collaborator. You know, she's always brought people in.